Yo, what's going on, guys? Patino here, and Emmy.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man? And we are the No Name Podcast. Oh, we got it so synchronized, so good. That was our first uncut take. But yeah, how are you doing today, man?
Bro, I'm doing great. What about you?
Man, I'm really happy, man. I'm excited. We just got done recording another. I don't know if I should talk about it. Another. Yeah. Should we?
Yeah.
We got done recording another private podcast with another one of our friends, but that's all I'm gonna say. It was pretty good. It's a horror story, true crime, and yeah. We're not gonna talk about the name yet because we don't want to leak that information and then have other people, you know, wanna necessarily ride the wave. Mm-hmm. Even though we're
in the wave.
We're in the wave. We're making the waves. There first you go. Of all, we're making so we're the waves. We're
a fucking earthquake.
We can make a tsunami if we wanted to right now and just wipe out.
But we're not going to.
Yeah, because we live an hour away from the shore. And, you know, floods are really bad over here in Houston. So, yeah, we're in Houston, by the way, if you guys didn't know. So, we want you guys to, you know, pretty much let us know where you guys are from, calling in. And then hopefully, eventually, we could and get some fans and have them call in during the podcast and then, you know, plug them in and just have a quick conversation with one. But this is what I wanted to do for a while. I was literally talking about, like, you earlier, remember?
How
I was saying that I want to get, like, a true fan.
All right, yeah.
That isn't one of, like, our friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just somebody I have no idea, I've never met in my life.
And but that he fucks with the podcast.
But he fucks with the podcast because so far we got 22 plays and we're one episode published. And mm-hmm. this is going to be our second or third. We don't know yet.
It's probably going to be the third. We already have the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything goes good, should be the third.
Yeah, if everything goes well, this should be the third.
If not, then this but is the second one.
They're not going to know.
Yeah. I mean, y'all will figure it out.
Yeah. Actually, we need to figure it out before y'all. So that's the thing.
Well, they'll figure it out. Like, it depends on, like, which one came out first.
Yeah, pretty much. You're right.
So this is a 2/3.
2.5. This is 2.5.
Yeah.
2.5. But, yeah, so I pretty much want to get, like, a fan who, like, who I've never came into contact with or, like, you know, like, posting on my social media. Just, like, he could see it on my social media, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I want it to be somebody who, like, I don't know, you know, that I've never met before, but somehow he saw my post, your post, you know, he just stumbled upon her.
So, like, what if the fan is from, like, fucking, like, New York or, like, small town in fucking Ohio?
Mm-hmm. Ohio. Some shit, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty lit. That'd be pretty dope, first of all. Yeah, because I know if... Right now, I think our fans are mostly Houston.
Hell yeah.
For sure, you know, because people here. But, yeah, man, 22 plays, bro. That's really wild. That just shows you how many people really don't... I don't want to say necessarily mess with your stuff. Because I'm not trying to flex, but I got 3,300 followers on Instagram. 3,300. You know, I got a comma in there.
Oh.
But either way, besides that, I put my podcast and everything... And, yeah, so I got 22 plays overall. But, obviously, not 3,000 followers saw my, you yeah. know, my whole thing. I want to say, like, average, my story views, I probably get, like, 240, 250. It used to be way up, because I used to use some stuff.
So, like, that show that we were watching?
This one.
Black Mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's an episode about, like, in the future, like, they don't use Instagram anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Instagram became, like, their fucking, like, everything. So, like...
Their life?
Bro, everything. Yeah. So, like, every time, like, you talk to someone or, like, mm-hmm. you see someone, you give them, like, a star rating. Like, you see their pictures and you give them a star rating.
Yeah.
So, like, the higher, like...
The rating?
The rating is, like, the more, like, wealthy you are, more, like...
Oh, really?
Socially accepted you are.
Yeah, so they pretty much like rate you as a person
or yeah, like just overall? Something like that. So like, so like let's say like you bump into like some lady at Kroger.
Okay.
So she gets mad. So she gives you like a 2 stars or like a 1 star. So your fucking rate drops.
Oh, okay.
And then people are like, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that was on that?
It was on Black Mirror, yeah. Damn. And like, it's crazy what happens to the girl, like from the main, like the girl from the main story.
Mm-hmm.
But you should watch it, man. It's pretty lit.
That'd be crazy, because imagine you having like, not necessarily a lot of haters,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. just that one. Can you leave more than one review?
Or is it like? I think you can. So like every time you see someone, it's like Instagram, because they go through your shit and then they like them and they're like, well, no, they can't like it. They just give it like a bad, or like a 1 star rating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's and then cool. like so in the show there's a scene where like she gets in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
So like they give her a 24-hour hold,
mm-hmm.
which pretty much brings her down a whole like one ranking. So like from a 4
'cause she goes to
a 3. She got in trouble with the law.
Kind of. Okay.
She goes from a 4 to a 3 and then 3 is bad and the 4 is like okay, you know, like like up there. But like a 4.2, you know, 4.5, and it's harder to hurt. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be really, like, I don't know. I feel like that'd be more bad than good if that was, like, in real life.
Well, yeah, it's bad. Because then, like, you have to worry about, like, what to post and all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's fake people, pretty much. Because you're, like, trying to be fake in order to get a
good rating.
Yeah.
But there's already people doing that right now, don't you think?
Exactly.
So, like.
That's why, like, that's what the show is, you know, like.
Yeah.
Makes you kind of think.
Mm.
You
know? That's good. That's good. It activates that.
Yeah.
The receptor in your brain that just boop. You know.
The light bulb goes off.
Yeah, the light bulb goes off. It gets screwed in deeper. That's cool. Fuck. Well, what were we talking about before this? I feel like whenever I get sidetracked, your pretty easy.
Followers and shit.
Oh yeah, so my followers, right? So yeah, out of let's just say 250 people who saw my story, because I didn't post it like as a post. Either way, out of 250 people, I got 20 plays on Spotify, and I'm not tripping, you know, I'm not in it for the views or the listeners, it's good, but we'll get there eventually. Hey man, first episode, we're at 22, you know, we deserve a round of applause, we deserve a beer,
yeah,
you know, and so if we're 22, well, what should our goal be for this, or this, the next episode we drop? Do you want to keep...
So, for sure, more than 22?
Mm-hmm.
Always try to get...
Above?
Yeah.
I was going to say double. But at the same time, you want to make some pretty... what's it called?
I want to say, like, an extra 5.
An extra 5? Yeah.
Yeah.
The extra 5 would be reasonable. So, I'll just hit up 5 random more people.
Just type, and, like, a random email.
Yeah.
Address, and then...
Just message them and stuff.
But, hey, the No Name Podcast. Go listen to us.
Another thing too. Oh, okay. So I had two. I looked at it, and we had 2 listeners on Apple Podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, by the way. I don't know if I told you or not.
Go give us a 5-star rating, please.
Yeah, you can do ratings on there, so that's really dope. So, for those of you guys who, you know,
what's it only called? Takes about like 2 seconds. Just go give us a 5-star rating. You can leave a comment if you want.
Leave a comment, preferably. Let us know how we're doing, what you think we can improve on. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Different podcast.
Shout out
to them. I'm not going to say their names because, you know, we got too much clout over here. But what's it called? That's kind of the same thing with the Apple Podcast. You leave ratings, kind of like the Instagram thing you're talking about now.
Yeah, kind of.
Because imagine there's just that one guy. He's like, I'm going to leave a 1-star every time. And if you do, man, it's all good, you know.
Your mom's a hoe.
Yeah, your mom's a hoe. What goes around comes around, you know what I mean? The salsa dip gets passed around, I want to say, averagely 7 times at a restaurant, whatever you're eating at a restaurant. To dip or not to dip? I dip. I dip a lot.
Oh, I know. That's your like home motto.
Bro, sauce, I need anything I'm eating has to have sauce in it. And I don't know why that is. It's just, I just don't like dry food. Even though it's not dry, it can be something really like, you know, rich and moist or whatever. And I like that.
Just like Ahmed's cake.
Oh yeah, Ahmed. He was just here earlier. It would have been really dope if he stayed, but he had some stuff to do tomorrow morning. But whenever he eats cake, he's really picky. He says that the cake has to be moist.
Chocolate moist cake.
Chocolate moist cake.
Yeah. That's why, like, I got this quote in honor of a man.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the quote of the day right now.
All
right. All right. So people, all right, the quote. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day.
People say nothing is impossible,
but I do nothing every day.
That's
a man. I showed it to him. He said he agreed 100%. He was like, bro, that's me. I'm going to get it tatted. You know? And...
He's gonna get to him, man. He's gonna get it tatted after this episode reaches more than our last. So, yeah. Once we reach more than 22 listeners,
I'm about to go and play this episode 22 times.
Honestly, that's what we really have to do. I like that though. It was they say what is impossible?
Nothing is impossible.
They say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day.
Yeah,
that's good because if you're doing nothing, you're doing something.
What?
You know what I mean?
I guess. Technically, you're doing something.
Yeah, okay. So, you know how, like, people would just be chilling? And, like, oh, I'm nothing. I'm doing nothing, man. I'm just chilling. Are they doing nothing? Or are they chilling?
I mean, oh, shit.
You know, because what is the definition of nothing?
You want me to look it up?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
All right. But what are you trying to say?
What is the definition of nothing?
No, but, like...
Oh, what was I trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say... Okay, let's just put this out there. Let's say that you're stripped down naked, you know? Because, okay. You know, okay, whenever you're born, people want to say with nothing, but...
All right, nothing. Not anything, no single thing. Having no prospects of progress of no value. Not at all.
Damn. It just went sad real quick.
Yeah.
So let's say whenever you're born with... nothing, you know, you're naked, you have nothing on you, right? But you still have your brain, your consciousness, you know what I mean, you got a lot of stuff. So is it, I don't know, how do you interpret it,
like
nothing?
No, but okay, you said when you call someone and they're like, what are you doing?
Okay, yeah,
I mean, they're obviously doing something.
Yeah, they're chilling,
but just nothing of value.
Nothing sounds like...
Like, they're pretty much telling you they're not busy.
They're free. They're free of time.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, like, they're liars. Because when they tell you, what are you doing? You know, they could be watching TV and they're like, oh, nothing.
Yeah.
So, they're lying to you.
Already off the bat, man.
Fucking fake-ass people.
Damn. That's that. That's
just solved the fucking mystery about nothing.
And, bro, you had the quote of the day, right?
I just said it.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact,
not yet. not yet.
My computer froze.
Should I think of one or look one up?
Well, if you can think of one, then go for it. But
okay, this sounds really weird. No, I don't like this one.
Did you know that Patinos don't starve?
Yeah, Patinos don't starve. Hashtag PDS. Hasn't been used lately, but I need to bring that back. I was literally looking on Snapchat videos of me posting that, and I know for a fact I started a wave.
The Patino family?
The Patino family definitely started using it.
Yerenas don't starve.
Huh?
Yerenas don't starve.
Yeah, and then I had a whole bunch of friends starting, you know, posting there on their Snapchat, and I swear there were some like... people who I went to school with started posting it, you know what I mean? And like I don't talk to them, you know, like you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So they stole your clout.
To this day.
Well, not your clout, but.
Nah, you can never steal my clout.
They just stole your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
They tried to take it, make it different, but it's all good, you know. Like I'm saying, like, why you think I put so much food in my sauce? I don't put all of it in my food.
Or you put your food in the sauce. So that's what you said. You put your food in your sauce. So you don't put the sauce in your food.
Yeah, exactly.
So you eat. So whenever you go eat, you just grab a bunch of sauce and then dump in your food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah, I get a bunch of sauce and just start doing work.
So you eat soup pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, not necessarily. But so I got the fact of the day. Right. And I just literally googled random facts. And okay, what the fuck happened? How much water is the human body made of?
75%.
Up to 60%.
Oh shit.
Up to 60% of the human adult body is water, according to H.H. Mitchell. So go hit him up if you want to. H.H. Mitchell, yeah. Dr. H.H. Mitchell.
H2 Mitchell.
His Journal of Biological Chemistry, 158. He says the brain and heart are composed of 73% water. The lungs are about 83% water. The skin contains 64% water. Muscles and kidneys are 79%. And even bones are watery. Damn. 31.
Which is weird because bones are dry.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Yeah. Not wet.
It's water wet?
Huh?
It's water wet?
Nah, water is not wet. No. Well, water is wet when you take your anything, an object out of it.
No, the water doesn't get wet.
So water's not wet?
The object is wet, but the water isn't wet.
It isn't?
The water
is... So what's inside this drink? This can?
The can inside of it is wet.
But the liquid is not wet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's water. So okay. How can water get wet when it's already
wet?
It's a liquid.
Okay. But why does it wet other things?
Because it's a liquid.
Okay. But so it's not wet. Is that what you're saying?
The water, I mean, I don't know. The water is...
This is really trending.
So yeah, like a couple years ago.
Yeah, this is...
brought it back.
We brought it back. But yo, I want to talk about this story I haven't told you, and I already seen you like two times already.
Oh, yeah, bro. Kroger story.
So this is my Kroger story, okay?
All right, bro.
It was, I want to say, at least 2 weeks ago. So we're filming... I want to say the very, very first podcast episode. And usually every time, whenever we record a podcast, you know, we like to settle down. We like to, you know, just relax, have fun, and, you know, just really not be on the too serious side of things, you know, but at the same time be serious, but at the same time not. So I was like, yo, I'm gonna get a bottle of wine. He's like, all right, cool. So my friend, it was you.
Don't tell me the story.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Fuck them.
Fuck them kids. But yeah, so I was like, Kroger, right? You're waiting. You're waiting. You're in the car waiting. And I was like, all right, man, just let me check out. And so I'm checking out. And then I'm at a self checkout.
Oh, yeah, you were getting wine.
Yeah, I was getting wine, you know. I'm of age and everything, so I'm like, no big deal, honestly. You know? Yeah. What can happen?
Yeah.
Nothing. So. I pull out my ID because especially at self-checkouts, it doesn't let you scan anything else or even pay. They have to come to you. They get a notification on their whatever they got, their scanner, their iPad, their iPhone, whatever they have these days. And so this girl, she comes up to me. And I've seen her before a bunch of times, but I've never talked to her. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
But like not talk to her like that. Yeah. I was like, I have to do some communication here,
yeah.
You know? And I show her my ID, and then it's an old photo. It's probably like 2 or 3 years. I got it, I want to say, I don't know when. It's a pretty old photo, you know, and I think I was a little bit cuter back then. You know, life kind of hit me. So she looks at it, and then so it's not going to be awkward. Mm-hmm. I tell her, I might have gotten uglier since I took the photo. I told her, I was like, I might have gotten uglier since I took the photo, right? And then, you know, I say that, you know, so it's not awkward. Most of the time, whenever I say that to people, they laugh.
So you've said it before.
Yeah, tons of times. Like, you know, like that's, yeah. I always say that, yeah. You know, I'm like, just to break an awkward silence.
Yeah.
And then, what's it called? She looks at me. She looks at my ID. She looks at me up. She looks back at my ID and then looks again. Yeah. So I'm like, she checked me out twice. Like, she looked at me twice. Yeah. And then I told her that joke, and she didn't laugh. So I was like, oh.
Oh, she a bitch.
Yeah. I was like, oh, maybe she didn't hear me, you know? Yeah. But I know, like, I said it. And then she says, oh. He's like, this doesn't look like you. And then in my head, instantly, I'm like, bruh, she just, what's it called? Like, fuck, I can't even think right now. Pretty much, like, whenever she said that, I was like, damn, she pretty much just called me ugly, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's whenever I think I texted you or whatever.
Yeah.
And before then, oh yeah, so then I get home, we get to, you know, to your place to record the podcast. And Yesenia, she was working the floor, which is literally right behind the self-checkout things. So I think I Snapchat her, and I was like, yo, I told her, I was like, your girl or some shit, or your friend, or whoever was at self-checkout called me ugly. Mm-hmm. And she was like, for real? And then I was like, I told her what happened, and she was like, LMAO. She was just laughing. And then, I don't know, I thought that shit was fucking hilarious. I was like, not at the moment, but like now looking back at it, it was pretty funny. And then she was like, oh, you should talk to her. And I'm like, nah, like.
Yeah, bitch.
Nah, I can't. You know, especially after that, I'm like, I don't know. How does a person redeem themselves after that? But it's all good, man.
Maybe that was her joke. Hmm? Maybe that was her joke.
It could have been. Because I know there's some people that have
really. But she just don't know how to fucking take or tell jokes.
Yeah, there's some people there who really have really bland jokes, really dry jokes. And sometimes, like, to them. But, like, she didn't even laugh or anything. She was like, it doesn't look like you. Huh. I think she smiled, maybe. Maybe that was just her being a bitch, though.
I'm probably.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying that she's a bitch, but.
Want me to go beat her up right now?
I got some mob ties that could do that for me.
You sure?
Yeah, man.
I just pull up.
If you were to do it, the charges would be way. You think.
Da.
Oh,
what's she drive?
Huh?
What's she drive?
I don't know, but I can find out.
Oh.
It's literally like. 30 minutes away. It's not too far. So it's not too much of a far drive. So we could just go over there, you know, scope out, stay there for a day.
Yeah, Barker Cypress. Oh, I mean,
there's a Starbucks there too. So yeah, we could just be chilling on some coffee. We could be inside the store. Fuck it.
Hey, man, shout out to my boy Brennan. Mm-hmm. He's moving into his new apartment soon.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to say where, but, you know, shout out.
Fuck you, Brennan. I haven't talked to him in a minute. Yeah.
He's going to start a pressure washing business.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to try.
That's dope. That's
his
dope.
Friend. I forgot his friend's name, but, you know, shout out to both of y'all.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. I always like seeing, even though I never met him, I can tell he's a cool guy. And just by the FaceTimes whenever I call you at work and shit. He's pretty funny. Sometimes he could be a pain in the ass, but, hey, man, can't we all, right?
Yeah, man.
I feel so, like everybody.
Any stories that happen at work? Any funny stories? Crazy stories?
Nah, any funny stories. What's it called? I was thinking about this one time. So, this fucking Carlos.
Yeah.
He was using one of the big tractors, the yellow one, the yellow machine. Mm-hmm. It's like a, where you kind of like, you're standing, and then you push it, like, the back two levers for it to go forward, and then vice versa, you pull it.
Yeah.
To go back. And that shit, like, it's not fast at all. It's like 15 horsepower and shit. Mm-hmm. But this motherfucker, there is these like trees that are really low. So he was like kind of bent his back. He just looked really old. He looked really old having his back bent. And he was just going like really, really slow on it. But funny stories, nah. I mean, oh yeah, Pancho, this man's funny. So it was hot. It was a hot ass day at work, right? And I don't know. Sometimes he could be kind of annoying. He's like a little kid.
Yeah.
Fucking Pancho. Because literally, like, if we get like another house to do or whatever. Pancho would be like, like, he'll be fucking nagging, bro.
Yeah.
And then in my head, I'm like, bro, why are you nagging so much? Like,
how old are you, bro? Yeah.
Yeah, like, it annoys me. It doesn't piss me off, but, like, it's annoying. I'm like, bro, like, leave.
Yeah.
Like, leave or some shit. I'm like, damn, like, and I'll be telling him shit sometimes, you know, but I got to the point where, like, I didn't even go, I don't fucking, who'd just be nagging?
Hmm? You don't tell him shit anymore?
Nah, probably nah. I mean, what's the point? He's still going to be nagging.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right, like, he wants to go home and shit or what?
Yeah, go home. I don't know. Just, you know, who doesn't want to go home? But I mean, like, hey, man. Mm-hmm. You signed up for it, I guess. But, yeah. What are they saying about him? Yeah, so there's one thing. It'll just be random ass times. Like, you'll just be like, you know, it'll be fucking high, right? And this motherfucker, he'll look at you. And he'll be like, Dice, quería que Dios me hiciera rico y no guapo. Yeah. And then I just fucking started laughing. I'm like, bruh. In a way, he called me ugly. Oh, no. He called us handsome.
No. He called himself handsome.
Yeah, so pretty much that saying translate in English. He's like, man, I wish God would have made me rich and not handsome. You know, so that way he doesn't have to do
work.
Yeah, work in general. And I'm like, bruh, shit's fucking hilarious. I don't know, he's funny, but he's like, you know, nagging. I could talk as much shit as I want. You know, he doesn't listen to
about
this.
Pancho?
Yeah, about Pancho.
Fuck you, Pancho.
Pinche Pancho.
For real.
Bro, he's funny.
His kids are gonna find this shit and they're gonna be like, Papa.
I don't even know if he has kids.
Oh.
Well, he always tells me a lot of stories now.
He's
that
gay, probably.
Huh?
He's probably gay. I mean,
he has long hair.
Hey.
I mean, that doesn't make you gay if you got long hair, but like, he's like a hippie dude. He does like, he tells me stories. But back in whenever he was born in Mexico, in Mexico City, and DF, and I'm like, damn, you were balling or some shit, you know? Like, if you lived there, he was like, yeah, like I think a certain time they probably had, you know, like they were leaving pretty good. And then he was saying that him and some friends, like, literally, don't have no money, but they went to, like, three states away or some shit. They'll go to, like, the beach and shit, hitching rides. Just, like, and this was whenever he was, like, a teenager, like our age right now, around, like, in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go hitch rides with, like, literally, he'll go, like, tell people, hey, can you give me where you going? Give me right here. They'll give him ride. And nigga said he had, like, probably, like, 50 pesos that day.
Hey, look, I have a funny question. Mm-hmm. I want to see what you think about.
Yeah.
What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
I want to say drinking water.
Why?
I don't know. It's a meme. Like, I don't even know how it makes sense. I have a phone call right now. I don't know if I should.
Who is it?
It's one of my friends. I don't want to say the name because I don't want to edit it right now.
Yeah.
They know who they are if they listen to it, but...
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. My bad, bro.
Huh?
Like, my bad, bro.
My bad, man. I'll text you right now. But, yeah. What was the thing you say? What's something that everyone looks dumb doing?
Yeah.
That's a good question. So, right. Something that everybody... Yeah, you go first. Let me...
I don't know. Hear. I was thinking if an animal could talk,
mm-hmm.
which one you think would be like the rudest one?
And if an animal could talk?
Yeah.
There's some fucking... I feel like there's a lot of animals that if they were able to talk, there'll be some assholes. So I want to say maybe like pet-wise or just any animal?
Any animal. I feel like cheetahs would be like the ghetto people.
Cheetahs?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you know how they laugh and shit?
Hyenas? Or cheetahs?
I mean, yeah, hyenas, yeah.
I was like, cheetahs are pretty dope.
Yeah, cheetahs, nah. Cheetahs would be like...
Yeah, because how hyenas
yeah,
laugh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look at that bitch Stacy, you know? Look what she wearing.
Gossip girls and
yeah,
shit.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. They'll be gossiping, bro.
Yeah.
Hyenas are
but
savages.
The rudest one?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I'll say a porcupine. I don't know why.
I think maybe a chicken? Nah.
A chicken?
Yeah. Shit. I just thought of a robot chicken. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
A really rude animal. I think a hippo. Hippos are really aggressive. I feel like they'll be assholes. Think of Madagascar. Think of that movie and just... which was the asshole in that movie?
I mean, I don't know. Cause Alex was a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool. The giraffe was pretty funny. He was just
like
clumsy.
Like scary. It was not scary, but like...
He's scared.
He's always scared and
yeah,
shit.
He's
yeah,
clumsy, scared. Penguins, maybe? Nah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good question. Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't know what to tell you. It might be dogs or cats. Nah, I doubt it.
Probably a cat.
Cats, cause
or cats, yeah.
Bro, okay. I like cats, but I wouldn't own a cat. But who knows? I might get a cat. Cats are cool. I like cats. Like, if I go to a friend's house and they have a cat, I'm like, yo, man, I'm having a good time. This cat is, you know, chilling with me. And I don't want to say dogs, but necessarily Riley, my dog,
mm-hmm.
whenever she was a baby, bro, she'd be chilling with me all the time and shit. And now I need my pela. Like, she does. I think I talked about this on the first episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I think I did.
But hey. Either way.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
It was something different. Completely different.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like cats, they hold grudges. A dog.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy, Jose, you know.
Hell
you
yeah.
You know what you did?
What he do? Can you talk about
there's
it or
some, not? Probably not because there's some animal lovers out there, you know. And then,
oh.
Yeah. I mean, no body, no crime.
Wait, what?
No body, no crime.
Yeah, that's true.
So we never found it, so we don't know.
So it's still missing?
Ton. Yeah.
Hell no. But yeah, man, I'm going to read one of my topics right here that I want to talk about.
Okay, go for it.
Just give me a number, 1 out of 15, and I'll let you.
14.
14. Ooh, fuck. I don't know if I should. Yeah, I wasn't kind of in the mood to talk about this.
Okay, another one. 8.
8. Okay. Yeah, this one's like really, yeah, really good. I just wasn't in the mood for 14. Okay. You want to hear 14 or not?
No, let's save it.
Okay, so number 8 is lizard people in politics.
Oh shit!
You know how like there's a bunch of conspiracies.
Yeah.
Where people really think that politicians and like people just high up in there in the world are literally like,
okay, what do you think? Like, do personal belief.
Do I think lizard people exist?
Yeah.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I want to say yes and no. For like, it sounds kind of dumb, but like, hey man, this world's really crazy. Like, what isn't there that's not dumb, that's probably made sense or like came out eventually over time? You know what I mean? So, do you want an answer, yes or no? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay, let's say, like, I have a gun to your head.
Yeah.
And then I know the answer, right? Let's say I know the answer, like, for sure. But I'm going to tell you, you have to guess. If you get it right, you live. If you get it wrong, then.
Okay.
You know? So, like, what would you say? Yeah. Yes or no? Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I'll say yeah. What about you?
So.
I got the gun at your head right now.
I would say
1, 2, 3.
I would say, yeah, probably 2.
All right. Why is that?
Well, because, shit, because it's just weird, like, some shit that you just can't explain.
Yeah.
There's footage, and there's, like,
is evidence. Is there, like, real footage?
Well, I mean,
I think it's, like, Photoshop.
I mean, what's real and what's not?
Yeah, it's true. A lot?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't, yeah. I don't know. Like Bigfoot, you know? Like, at some point
it existed. I think Bigfoot is real.
At some point it was, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so? not anymore.
I'm pretty sure that motherfucker hiding.
You think so?
Even if there's not a lot of Bigfoots, I'm pretty sure. They're even
because mammals don't live that long.
That's true. But if Bigfoot's like us, he could live to 100 years if he eats good.
Okay,
if he has kids, imagine.
If he
eats like good. A little squad, five Bigfoots. Right. And obviously, they're going to reproduce themselves because they're not like, you know what I mean?
So incest.
I mean, Bigfoot. With animals, it's like, I mean, we're animals too, in a sense. But I mean,
so like, a lot of people think that, like, when they see a Bigfoot, it's really just a bear.
Yeah. Oh, it's an actual bear.
But like, bears are fat. Cute. They're not fat. Anyways, like, you don't know what it is. Like, let's say you're in the forest.
Okay.
And you fucking turn around. Fucking bears get up and, like, two legs, start walking around.
Yeah.
And just for a little bit, they walk around, like, just like people. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
They walk around like people.
Might be a little warm because my ears, but yeah, go ahead. So, you say bears walk around like people?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Probably, it's weird.
It sounds really weird, yeah, but like, you'll get used to it.
But you know, like, you just walk around like people. Like, if you're in the forest and you're not used to seeing a bear just walking around.
Like, on his two legs?
Yeah, or just in general. Like, yeah. You're just like, going camping or some shit.
Yeah.
And you see a fucking bear. You don't know what it is. You don't know what you're looking at. And then, like, your mind just starts playing tricks on you and shit.
Yeah.
So, you think it's a Bigfoot.
Especially if you haven't even drank, a drop of water. Most people, they'll be going camping, have nothing but beers. They'll have, like, 2 bottles of water. You know? Bless you, by the way.
Oh, that's what it was.
But, no, I mean, yeah, there's videos of bears walking on 2 feet. But bears are, like, more in a sense of wider. Like, let's say Bigfoot's, like a fat, not, I don't want to say a fat person, but let's say like an overweight. You think Bigfoot's like in shape?
What do you mean? Probably not. I mean, I don't know. It's just like a bear, I guess.
Whenever I see Bigfoot, I picture like just like a tall ass person, 6-7 feet. Mm-hmm. But like it's all like their body's like this.
Like a square?
Like a rectangle. Like a rectangle like this, you know? Mm-hmm. Like that. But I mean, humans, we can go. Even bears are like, you know, but they're like wide. Bears are like
this. Bears are fluffy.
Yeah, bears are fluffy, you know, and they're not. But no bears can
kill you.
Yeah, no bears flush like a rectangle.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, like.
But like, also like, you got to think about like all the trees.
Trees are like
in between.
Oh, so they like they get a tree confused,
bro. Because if you see a bear, you're fucked. Like,
oh yeah,
that motherfucker's gonna kill you.
Yeah, not necessarily the cubs, maybe.
Oh,
shit. I mean, those things still fuck bite you up.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's in their instinct to attack.
It is.
cubs, the little babies,
bro, they come out fucking swinging.
Nah, for real. I've never.
They gotta survive somehow.
I've always heard of the mom defending the cubs, and the mom's the one who's like fucking you up.
Well, yeah, you know, like sometimes, like if the mom doesn't get no food,
mm-hmm.
like,
she'll eat the cubs.
Yeah.
Why didn't she just feed the other? Oh, but she needs the food. I was gonna say, how come she doesn't feed one kid to the other? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because without her, they'll all die.
So she eats. So like, she's sacrificing. The one, she eats the one that's behaving the worst.
Or the weakest.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
She's like, come here, motherfucker.
Or saving the one that she thinks that tastes good.
Yeah. That too, probably.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Just like us, the same thing, you know, whenever you have your own farm or whatever, you're like, oh, that cow fat, that's going to be the cow when I get married, you know, or something.
I'm going to trade this cow for, like, two goats or some shit.
Yeah, two goats.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, fuck. It's crazy how that shit works.
What, goats? Like, for marriages?
Yeah. Like, Indian people, that's Indian people, right?
Yeah, bro. I remember I had this one guy on Instagram. He DM'd me. It was really weird. I was looking at it, like, literally 2 days ago because I was on my Instagram just, like, I was in my DMs and I think I was searching for like a certain like old conversation or whatever, but nevertheless I found an old chat with this dude. I'm pretty sure he's from like India,
mm-hmm.
just by like his profile and stuff like that. He didn't tell me I think he was from India. Either way, let's just say
he was from India.
Yeah, he was being really weird. He was saying, "I love you. I want to talk to you," or some shit. And I want to really find it, but I'm not gonna be able to find it. So he was saying all that shit, and then I was like, "Nah, bro." And no, he was like, I want to love you, but I have girl." And I was like, and it was funny because I was like, "Man, I'm gonna talk to this guy like, if like I'm really not like, oh fuck you or like, you know." I was like, "Nah, bro, your girl deserved the love, not me." I told him that straight up, it was something like that, and he was like, "No, she won't let." He says, "But you're nice or you're cool or some shit."
Is that your Indian accent?
Yeah, nah. It's just like a different monotone voice so you can hear. But yeah, so yeah, he was pretty much, and then it got to the point where he said that he loved me, and I was like, "Nah, you don't love me, bro." I was like, "You don't love me. You should be loving her, man." I was like, "You shouldn't be."
Fuck?
Yeah, I was just like, and then he was like, I want to buy you two goats." And then I told him, bro, I was like, "Where my goats at?" I swear to God, I told him, "Where my goats at?" And I think he left me on red because he's like, "Wow, this man really wants
gold digger."
Yeah, he's a gold digger. He wants goats. He probably thought I was just like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he was serious, man. He was really serious. I'm gonna try to find the conversations if I can. I'll say them. But man, this thing was hilarious, bro. I was like, bruh. Like never in like a long ass time I thought I'd be.
It's kind of like when Jose put your what's it called, your Tinder into
whenever he switched my Tinder
or to a man.
Yeah, he switched directly to man, and then out of nowhere, man, I was getting matches left to right, bro.
Did you ever get the free food or no?
Did I what?
Did you ever get the free food
from who?
From one of them?
From John or Ricky? Free food from who?
From someone.
Oh, talking about like going out to eat?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Remember when we saw that guy at the mall?
Yeah.
That was weird.
You think he saw us?
Bro, he was looking at you.
Was he really?
I remember.
Bro, maybe he was just looking at me because he was like, "Man, that boy cute." Or you think he like knew?
I mean, you were talking to him.
It was recent.
Yeah.
It was recent too. Yeah, man. It was this one dude who worked at this, what's it called?
The makeup shit.
Yeah, the makeup shit.
Like not the store, but like the little stand outside.
Uh-huh.
Or was it makeup or hair? It was makeup, right?
It was makeup. It was Sephora or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he was just dead ass eyeballing me, bro. And then oh my God, bro, I got a whole bunch of conversations that I haven't opened on Instagram. I'm really sorry to all these people. I'm not gonna say no names, but still trying to contact me, just shoot up a message if you still care. But yeah, man, that was really funny. That dude, he was just eyeballing the shit out of me, like, "Oh, I know who that motherfucker is." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I had to get my boys. I forgot what we did. I remember fucking Jose. He was like, "Hold my hand, bro."
Jose?
I think it was you. I know you were there for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. But it was funny. I don't know.
But yeah, it was a weird experience. I didn't even know
how. I think it was the day when we went to Cars and Coffee and stuff.
Yeah, it was really early. Went to Cars and Coffee, and then we got tired of being, I think, either outside.
Well, either that, or it was like when we were going to school.
It could have been that.
Because we went to school a lot, every day.
Yeah.
Every fucking day, 24/7, never stopped.
Never stopped, never will, boy. Bro, I got a fucking pimple right here next to my fucking tattoo. Look.
Oh, that's what it is. I saw that shit.
You saw it?
Fuck? Yeah, but I didn't know what it was.
I think it's because I either put a lot of lotion.
Yeah.
And maybe it got clogged up, and maybe I didn't rinse it right. But the good thing, it's healed now, right? Like, outside is healed for sure. It's been, like, more than 2 months. But they were saying that...
It's going to get infected.
Mm-hmm. I want to pop it, but, like, I don't know.
I'm going to have to cut your arm off, bro.
My mom wants to.
Want me to do it right now? Like, we end this shit and cut your arm?
Nah, just right here, audio, full on effect.
All right, bro, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, what type of blade is that?
It's one of those electrical ones, you know, like the little ones.
Oh, yeah. I know which ones. I don't know the proper name. I haven't used one in a while. But what's it called? Yeah, I remember they were saying, like, I think it takes, I want to say, like, maybe a month for the outer layer of skin to heal. Mm-hmm. And then there's a, because we have, like, 7 layers of skin. Like, the lower part takes, like, 3 to 5 months.
Do you know the names?
Nah. A, B, C, D, E, and F. And then you can't forget about G. But, what's it called? Yeah, no, speaking about cutting my arm off, yeah, my mom, she was like, tu gonna go chill, you know, now I had all that shit.
Why? I thought she was cool with it.
Bro, she has her days on and off. And mom, if you're listening like to food? This.
About the food?
You don't like how it sounds?
Nah, no, it sounds weird.
Yeah?
You know, like, the food?
Food what?
When you went out to eat, she got mad.
When? She gets mad all the time.
No, because remember, like you were with Danny.
I was with Danny.
And then y'all got food because y'all were hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was recently, right?
Yeah.
It was recently. So pretty much, me and my little sister, we went to the bank. We went to go do a deposit for them, right? And then we got hungry, so I was like, "Yo, you want to go get something to eat?" And Danny was like, say less, you know? I was like,
where do you want? Latinos don't starve.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
We don't starve, man. And then she was like, where do you want to go eat? And I was like, I don't know. Somewhere kind of like, oh, my bad. I burped a little bit. I was like, somewhere semi-healthy because I was like, I'm not trying to eat, you know, as much and stuff like that. We ended up going to Taqueria Arandas. I mean, I don't know if that's the healthiest thing, but like, even if it wasn't, it's probably like, I think that was the only thing I ate that day. But either way, besides that. So we go, right? And then I'm like, call mom because she's going to be mad if we just come up with food. You know, if we just show up with food, just me and her. So we call her. And she was with my godmother. My godmother was at the house. And then she's like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, all right, you sure? She's like, okay. You know, I was like, all right. Well, we going home. We get home. She's like, ¿Por qué andan comprando comida en la calle si aquí hay comida? She's like, I'm not even going to cook for y'all no more. Mm. And she was just getting like an attitude. And my godmother was there. And it got to the point where like my godmother's there a lot. So like now she don't care if like she'll scream at us. You know what I mean? She'll just be comfortable with it.
Your godmother gonna start screaming too?
Or if anything, she'll be like, oh. She's like, she's really white.
She's really white.
Yeah, she's really like. I don't know if she was born here, but she's that godmother who like she doesn't really talk to you in Spanish a lot, and she's like, oh guys, there's food here, you're just making your mom like, you know, kind of agreeing with her and stuff. But yeah, that day was really like, I was like all I did was buy food. You know what I mean?
You were hungry,
huh?
Cause you were hungry.
Yeah, I was hungry.
Your mom.
And I was even trying to be nice to bring her food, like, you know, I'm not just gonna show up to the house. And then this is where our two options. I told my little sister, I was like, yo, I was like, we couldn't eat there though because we had Riley. I had my dog in the truck.
Yeah.
And I was going to tell Riley to go walk her ass home, you know? And yeah, so I ordered the order to go. And yeah, we just showed up home and she started tripping. But I mean, hey, man, you got to love your mom, you know, even though you know, you get your ups and downs and stuff, you know. But I don't know, over some food, that's kind of like,
you need to give your mom an intervention.
An intervention?
Yeah. You're down? Right now, we just wake her up with like drums and shit.
Yeah. We turn on this amplifier hella loud, you know, and just wake her ass up. Some squeaky noise. You know what noise I really hate?
What?
I hate whenever people rip styrofoam.
Oh.
Or not styrofoam, like, you know, whenever you order a package. Squeaky noise and stuff? Well, yeah, it just gives me goosebumps and like.
Do I hear it?
You have it?
I'll look for it.
No, I'm kidding. Nah, I'm good. Appreciate you. It would be good for the mic audio too, you know. We don't want our viewers to suffer too.
Fuck them.
We need to do YouTube, so that way I'm the one suffering and they're watching me suffer.
But then we can't curse.
On YouTube?
Yeah, we can.
Man, I don't give a damn. I curse on mine. I mean, I'm not getting paid no.
Sure.
YouTube, yeah, like to get advertisements, I think you need 10,000 views. You need 1,000 subscribers. You need like a certain amount of people, like a certain amount of minutes played on your videos in order to get monetization. And once you get all those 3-4 things, then you could apply to get ads on your videos.
Damn.
But even then, it's like ass. Like, it's really ass. Like, but I don't know. It's pretty good, too. I think I have 1 million views.
This you guy think there's going to be a new YouTube?
I think that's really hard. I don't know. I don't think so. Not anytime soon, at least. I know TikTok.
But it's not YouTube.
Yeah.
Like a place where you can upload videos.
I think Instagram owns Snapchat now. Or something.
Okay, that's on YouTube.
Yeah. Nah, YouTube-wise, nah. Like, you think something's going to replace Twitch or no?
Yeah, it's not going to last.
You don't think Twitch is going to last? Why? It's not. You don't think so? I think it's going to last. It's been here for a while. And there's a whole bunch of people, like, donating money to, like, you know,
like, it's gonna, like, I'm just saying, like, it's not gonna extend the test of time at, like, Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. It's gonna eventually fade away.
What about Facebook and Instagram? You think all that's gonna fade away too? Or no?
Not really. I don't think so.
Those are the big dogs.
Yeah.
Twitch is the biggest live streaming out of all of them.
But, I don't know. So it's like the new Instagram?
What, Twitch?
Yeah.
Twitch is not. No, Twitch is a live streaming thing. It's on its own.
So it's like, no, I'm not talking about Twitch, I'm talking about TikTok.
Oh, TikTok? Okay. Yeah. TikTok is its own, like, app. Mm-hmm. They own TikTok, they own themselves, if that makes sense. They're its own, you know, thing. They're their own thing. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, they made an app called Lasso.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't think those are going to last.
You don't think Lasso's going to last? Yeah,
or TikTok.
It's barely upcoming. I have a friend who's doing Lasso. That's the guy I was telling you that they flew him out and shit. I'm like, if they did that, they make pretty good money.
It's gonna be like a Vine.
You think so?
Vine came.
You think TikTok is gonna go away?
Vine.
I doubt it. I don't think TikTok's gonna go.
No, that's what people. I don't know why Vine
went away. Probably because of money. I don't know.
Because of Instagram and all that.
Yeah, that's true. But
like when fucking Snapchat Instagram tried buying Snapchat and they said no, you know how Instagram came out with the stories and shit?
Yeah.
Like people thought that Snapchat was gonna be dead.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still here.
Snapchat's more kind of like personal, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what do you like more out of all those like social medias? What do you use more? What do you like more?
Just Facebook because of the fucking the memes. Videos and memes, yeah.
Facebook has the funniest Mexican memes/accounts ever, bro. Like, they're just on something else. It's
bro, there's this fucking... There's this one.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that says, I don't know if it's happened to you, but, like, has your mom ever woken you up to, like, move your truck?
Yeah, tons of times, yeah.
Doesn't it, like, fucking sucks?
Yeah, it's yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, like, when you hear mueve la troca, and then like the guy was like
he starts fidgeting fidgeting and just like causing mayhem in his bed.
Bro, Mexican moms or something else.
Yeah, man. And I don't want to say what's it called, why can't they move it, you know what I mean? But like in the sense like,
yeah,
I guess they're a parent, hey, move it.
Or like, you know when they call you to a room just
to
like pass them something that's like right there but they don't want to get up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My mom, bro, she recently just started, like, calling me. just to literally like close the garage or take Riley outside to the backyard, which let's say right now, like, you know how my house is. So literally the room, my parents' room, the master bedroom, is closest to the, what's it called? Like the back door. Yeah. So they could let her out. I'm like, bro, they could literally take like, I want to say 10 steps. There and back. Open the door, back. And my room's all the way across the other house. She'll call me. She'll be like, hey, Riley's barking. She wants to go outside to the bathroom.
She called you on the phone?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And yeah. It's just really like, I'm like, bro. Like,
yeah. Like, that's technology for you.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, whenever I was like, I don't want to say, I'm not the oldest or the youngest or whatever. Like, whenever I was like, let's just say like my little sister's age or like, you know, just like 10 years from now. Like, there was none of that.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, we had phones, but like, she wouldn't call me. Yeah. She'll just yell my name in the background, you know?
Alejandro, saca el pinche perro.
She's like, Ale, just screaming, bro. Yeah. And it's funny. And now she'll be here just literally, like, calling me, sending me a text and shit like that. So, you know, times are evolving. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is nice, but.
I never thought I'd be doing a podcast.
Yeah. Bro, you know what was crazy? What's it called? Remember I showed you the video of me doing the unboxing of the earphones? Yeah. What's it called? Okay, let's say, what if I stayed consistent just with YouTube?
What if?
Around that time. And this was, let's say, like, I don't know when, honestly. I could look it up.
Oh, you for sure be up there.
I'd be up there, man. I'd be up there. And I think a main reason why I didn't is because that one fuckboy, that one bully on my comment section. That shit was fucking hilarious, bro. So I'm going to give a
right beer. Now it is. But back then.
Oh, yeah. Back then I was like, man, my confidence just, whoosh, just plummeted.
That's what happened to my brother. Like, they come into something like his shit.
Yeah? With like, the podcasting?
No. Like,
on oh, your brother?
Make YouTube videos.
Gohan?
No. No, no.
Okay.
And then I forgot what he's like. They were like, oh, this is gay or some shit.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of sad.
Yeah, it gets to you, man.
Yeah. When especially like, when there's, like, not that many comments, and there's only, like, one.
It was the only comment I had.
Yeah.
And I had, like, thumbs up and stuff like that. And most of the time, it's always, like, the negative comments outweigh the positive comments.
Yeah.
Even though, let's say, the ratio is 7-3. You'll have 7 good, 3 bad ones. But the bad ones will be so fucking bad. You're like,
we're not even. It's just like you not like even that. When you, people compliment you, that when someone says you suck or you're bad or that, you know,
you like it.
No, it's not that you like it. It's that you feel bad.
Oh, even yeah, though you like feel bad.
Like, let's say you read one, it says like you suck.
Yeah.
Kill yourself or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, you feel bad, but then like the next one is like, oh, you're amazing. You're the best person in the world.
It doesn't bring you back up. Yeah, and
there's just like thing like a psychological thing.
It is, yeah.
With humans and stuff, but like the need to be wanted.
Yeah, that's really big too. What's it called? Yeah. So the brief story.
We're getting fucking Joe Rogan topics up in this bitch.
Yeah, just we're getting like once you just start talking, you just start vibing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so pretty much to finish my story, on that YouTube video. So let's just say this was like 10, 12 years ago. I was like, how old am I now? I'm 12, 21.
12.
I got it backward, my bad. Yeah, so let's say I was, say, like, 12 years old. I was doing YouTube videos, random-ass stuff, like, skits. And like, what's it called? I really have fun whenever I do it because whenever I'd record videos, I didn't even have any, like, equipment or anything. My friend, Carlos Chang, he was this one of my friends I met through the hemophilia, what my brother has, and we met him in some meetings and stuff like that. And, we met him. He was pretty cool, and he had a laptop, and we didn't have a laptop. You know, we weren't popping or not even popping now. You know, just saying like we didn't have stuff back then a lot. So he had a laptop, and I thought it was really cool. So I was like, man, I went to his place, and we just started hanging out a lot, and then we'll record like just videos of just us like random ass stuff, Alex versus Carlos,
yeah,
and we'll just be like fighting, and I have like a like you know those guns that you put. The little capsules, and it makes like just popping.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'd have those and we'd use that as props and we'd just be fighting, rolling. And I was this little fat, chubby Hispanic dude. So it's probably the funniest thing if you look at it now. Yeah, it was funny. So I don't know. I really enjoyed making content back then. And then we'll both edit, like not really edit. We'll just drag the video and that's it. We're like, hey, we call it a day. But we were really consistent with it. And I always invite them, you know, hey, bring your laptop. Make sure you bring your laptop or I'm busy or something, you know. Yeah. But yeah, it was really fun. So imagine if I stayed consistent doing those videos, man. Like, I think I would have been up there on YouTube.
You would have grown. You would have matured. You would have, you know, like, you would have grown with YouTube as it was coming up.
Yeah, but then that too, that would have changed like a lot of aspects.
You could have been PewDiePie.
Nah, hopefully. I don't think PewDiePie, that's really, really, really up there. He's like on his own, I want to say lane, but what's it called? I would have been like, I don't know what the fuck I would have been doing. Like reviews or like funny ass videos, but I think I would have probably had like 100K maybe.
Because like vlogging, I think you're pretty good at vlogging. Like you know how to talk to the camera.
Yeah.
I don't like talking to the camera. Like that's why like I film.
Yeah.
I record other people.
Yeah.
I don't like talking to the camera.
I feel like whenever I do record videos, I haven't recorded like videos in like a while, at least on my channel, like how I used to do vlogs and stuff. But what's it called? What I liked about it is just literally like, I don't know. What I really like about it is that I could just record this and then in the future look back on it and be like, oh shit, this is what I was doing.
You know what I mean? Like just to like put you in like people that are already up there. Like how I see it is like, I already record, you know, like what happens.
Yeah.
So I kind of like David Dobrik, right?
Yeah.
I'm not nowhere close to being David Dobrik.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but like,
yeah.
That's what I like. I think that's why I like these videos. Because like,
he's the one recording?
Because that's something I would do. Something I can connect with.
You know? And then you could buy me a Tesla.
And then like, what you do is kind of like what Jason does in this channel. He talks to the camera and then he just walks around and then, you know what I mean?
No, that's a good way of interpreting it. I like
that. And then Jose can be,
what character do you think I'd be in the vlog squad besides, you think Jason?
Probably.
I'm not that old though.
What about funny wise that it would do anything?
Jason? Just
for the vlog?
Yeah. Heath and Zane are pretty crazy too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like them. They're pretty wild too.
And you have a truck, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like them.
Yeah, you could be
there. Yeah, he bought a Raptor. That shit looks hella nice. Heath. But, yeah, it's really dope. I feel like if I did stay with it, I would have probably been up there. But then I was talking with a couple of other friends too about that, and then that alone would have impacted
everything.
It would have been the butterfly effect, you know. And I don't think I'd be recording this podcast to this day. Maybe, you know, I would have met you. I don't think I would have met like pretty much everyone that in my life right now. I don't think I would have met them.
Yeah.
And then whenever I was talking with them, I was like, bro, I was like, I could have been a fucking YouTuber, fucking 100,000. You know, I would have been like pretty good, you know, like I would have been a pretty, you know, good size, I guess, content creator. And then I was like, but God said, nah, you got to fucking grind. You know what I mean? And then it was fucking funny. But yeah, I feel like it would have been really up there. But I mean, shit, now, you know, we starting over and, you know, everything happens for a reason. And at least that's how I look at things. We'll get up there for sure. I feel like all it is just being consistent. But really, I feel like I want to get a Model 3. That'd be really nice.
So you're already telling me what you want me to buy you?
If I had 60 grand,
yeah,
I'd either get an M3, a BMW M3, or a Tesla Model 3, but it'll be the performance package.
So you want me to write it down? Model 3.
Write it down. I mean, shit, you can give me the Model S. That's the one I really want.
A Model S, okay. Model S what?
Model S P100D. That's 160 grand.
P100D. 2019. That's the one you want?
Nah. whatever year it is, next year. But, whenever I test drove that Tesla that one day, bro, it was fucking, I liked it. I was scared whenever I did the autopilot.
So how'd you feel when you went back to your truck?
When I went back to my truck?
Yeah.
Did I? Yeah, I drove. It felt really weird. I was like, because the test drive was pretty good, but it wasn't as long as I wanted it to be. And plus, there was traffic, so, like, I didn't... Because it was supposed to be an hour. It was shorter than that. Honestly, that guy was fucking... The Tesla guy, he was kind of like a dick. Not like a dick, but...
Yeah.
He just wasn't, I don't know, the best customer service. I wish I knew his name so I could...
Report him?
Yeah, not report him, but just bring him in. Just, you know, go there and be like, hey, man, you know, fuck you. You know,
can you get another test drive or no?
Yeah, I can do another test drive. Like, literally...
Just a different car?
I can do the same, but I'll probably do the Model 3 just to try it out. Mm-hmm. The Model X, I wanted to drive that home. But it's kind of like a... That's kind of like once I have a family, you know, that car?
Yeah.
Because just because how it fits more and...
Which one does David have?
He has the Model X.
Oh, yeah.
And Jason. They have the one that looks like a van.
But the black one?
Like the one that Jaden Smith has. The one with the doors open up.
Yeah.
That one, exactly. But yeah, the one I drove was the P100D. Mm-hmm. And that's the highest trim. 160 grand. All-wheel drive. Goes 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds.
I think so.
That shit could smoke a fucking Lambo. Any car, man.
GTR.
A GTR too, yeah. And GTR, I don't want to say like longevity wise, like distance wise, the GTR will probably win. You know what I mean? But there's even videos where like it beat a Lambo in like a quarter mile.
There's this video of a, I don't know what model it is, but it's a Tesla.
It's a Model S. I've seen it.
Yeah.
With like it has no seats but the driver.
I don't know.
Because I know there's a YouTuber. Whenever the Teslas first came out, like in 16, whenever they're first on the market, he bought the highest trim. And he took out all.
No, he didn't do that. Hmm? It's just the regular Tesla versus the GTR.
Yeah, and he beat him.
You see it?
Like, I think so.
It's almost lapping him.
Yeah.
Like
Damn. Yeah, them things are pretty fast, man. They're quick. They're all wheel drive too. Yeah. So GTR is rear.
And imagine Prius would have done that. Imagine Prius would have done that.
Damn, nah, that would have been fucking lit.
Yeah.
Bro, Priuses are pretty nice, man. You get, like, I don't know, like, 40 miles a gallon or something. One of my aunts, what's it called? Whenever I went to North Carolina, she picked us up from the airport. And we're like, is this you? Because she had the Prius. And I'm like, oh, shit. Bro, that thing, low-key, was nice. Like, it was quiet as shit, mm-hmm. but it was a nice car. But, yeah.
They're hybrids or all electric?
It's hybrid. It's a hybrid. Okay. It runs on gas, but, like, the way it burns is just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It burns really, like, I want to say slower. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, the actual science behind it. But all I know is that, like, you can fill up one tank and you'll be good for, like, 2 weeks and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe three. Like, me, I fill up probably, like, once a week. Sometimes I'll put gas twice a week. Mm-hmm. But, like, I use the tank a week for sure, though.
Yeah, for sure.
A tank a week for sure.
Yeah.
And me to fill up my thing is 47, almost 50 bucks.
A tank a week for sure?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah, a tank a week. For sure.
Okay.
Like 47, it'll be like 47 bucks a tank. So,
yeah.
If I had an electric car, that'd literally be, instead of paying $47 for like a full tank, that'd be $7.
Yeah.
So, it's cheaper. And I was watching, I think I showed you the video on the, I don't know if you watched it. I texted it to you, remember? Some white girl, she went on the road trip. Her total trip, she drove 900 miles. It was $25. Like, out of all the charge stations that she went.
So, the lesson of today, guys, is go buy a Tesla.
Yeah, go buy a Tesla.
And go watch my YouTube channel so I can buy 100 Tesla.
Hell yeah. And use my referral link. Use my referral link. But, low-key, I'm a set a test drive for the Model 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't finish talking about it yet. So, literally, like, to get a test drive, it was funny as fuck. I forgot what I was doing. I was looking up, like, the cars, how much I need to make a day to make that amount of money. If you wanted to make $160,000 in a year, buy it cash, you need to make $573 a day. That's, okay, no. That's, I think that's weekends off. So for 5 days a week for the whole...
Weekend
off. No. Okay, 5 days for the whole week. Fuck. Okay, either way, you $500 a day.
Yeah.
And then you'll get 160 grand, and then you can just buy that shit cash. That's if you want to buy it cash. But, yeah, I was doing a whole bunch of research and all that stuff. And then I was looking on the website, like, you could build your own Tesla and stuff like that. You could change, like, the seat colors, what you want on it, you know, packaging, rims, what paint. And then...
They have good options?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
If I was to get one, okay. I'll probably get black just because I like how the LED looks at night.
I wouldn't get white seats. They look lit, but just me, I don't know, I'm gonna get them dirty.
I think I'd get white seats.
You would?
Yes, they last pretty. They last a pretty long time too.
I mean, I don't doubt it, but I'm just saying if they get dirty, I'm gonna be pissed at myself.
Oh yeah, no, but they're leather, so it's easy to clean. It's like if you spill coffee, it just wipes off.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I mean, if you could afford that car, you could, you know, a clean, you know, sure. But then you know, what's it called? Yeah, so I was looking on the website, and then I literally got a call from like Las Vegas, Nevada. Or like, and then I was like, what the fuck? And that's where Tesla is located at. And then I pick up, and they're like, oh, I'm, you know.
I thought they were Asian. Oh.
No, they're like, hi, I'm Jenna from Tesla or whatever. And I'm just, oh, hey, what's up? And I was like, man, what the fuck? They just call me. And then, yeah, I was pretty much talking to them. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we want to set you a test drive. And I was like, all right, cool, yeah. They're like, does Friday work? And Friday was tomorrow when I got the call. I was like, I was nervous. I was like, nah. I was like, what about next week? She's like, oh, okay, yeah. She's like, wait, I need to confirm. How old are you? And I was like, oh, 20. And she's like, oh, in order to drive this, you got to be 21. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it's because it was like one of the fastest ones. And then I was like, all right, cool. And then she was like, well, when's your birthday? I was like, oh, like literally a month and a half. She's like, all right, how does Friday after you, the next Friday after your birthday sounds? I was like, sounds fucking great.
Yeah.
I was like, it sounds fucking great. So then I went. And it was nice, man. I'm telling you, it's just the car overall. If Elon Musk is listening to this, hey man, give me like a discount or something.
He's not listening to it right now, but eventually he's gonna go back to it.
He'll find go this back
episode,
to it.
And then like by the time he listens to it, we're gonna be sitting next to him, like barbecuing, grilling or some shit. Yeah. So,
but
he'll talk to us.
We'll have an electric grill though.
Yeah,
we'll have an electric grill.
Yeah.
And man, that car was quick as fuck, man. Like that shit. It just sends you like you fucking you gun it, and I don't want to say you step on the gas because it's no gas, but literally you step on it, you step on the pedal, your head hits the head seat behind you. If you're looking this way, you could probably break your neck. Honestly, if you're looking sideways, you could break your neck if you just floor it. And it was quick. I go like this, and my arms like they extend out just because it's quick. I'm like, oh fuck, you know. And I was like, oh damn, like I never felt this, and it was sick. And then I started getting a little bit more comfortable with it. I swear, man, I was going like 40, and then I was going 90.
How good are the brakes? How good are the brakes?
Fuck. Them brakes, man, like,
yeah.
They'll stop. And then also, too, the car, it has like regenerative braking. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't use the brakes. It uses like, kind of like, you know, when you downshift, I guess, in the car, the RPMs go lower, and then it slows down because it's less RPM or whatever, right? So pretty much whenever you let off the gas, it slows down like already. Like kind of like if you're stepping on the brakes, but you're not. So in reality, like your brakes aren't really being used that much if you have that setting on. But you could turn it off because you know how in a gas car, when you're driving, it takes a while for you to slow down unless you're going up or whatever, you know? Or like you'll keep going. But on that, like if you have it on the high sensitivity, like if you right when you let off the gas, it slows down and you feel it. It's not like, you know, 60 to 30. So you'll go 60 and then you go like 55 like real quick.
Yeah.
And that's too when you have it on.
So pretty much like you're going, it stops. It doesn't keep going. It just stops.
Yeah, then it stops and then it slowly, and then it slowly goes down. But you can turn it off and all that stuff. And
what's it? So you turn it off, it's just like a regular car?
Me? Did I turn it off?
No, if you turn it off, it's just like a regular car.
It'll just stay like at that speed and then slow down. Like a regular car. And then another thing that I had to get used to too. Is the creep mode. Whenever you get in the car, you put it on drive. A gas car, you just take your foot off the brake, and it creeps forward slowly. You know, you could probably go like 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Without like stepping on the gas, it drives. On the Tesla, it doesn't do that, because there's no like, I don't know. It just doesn't push it. But there's a setting where you could put where it creeps a little bit forward. Because I was driving. Whenever I got in the car, he was like, all right, man, you just drive, you know, right out of here, and then I'll tell you where to go. Like, we'll just drive around. And then, all right, cool. I'm like, it's not going. I told him. I was like, it's not going anywhere. And then he's like, oh, yeah, you gotta get a little bit of gas. I went, like, kind of, like, a little too fast. But it was cool. And what's it called?
The autopilot.
Am
I driving?
No, I went with one of my friends, Kevin. I called him, but he was doing something. I didn't want to go alone.
Yeah.
I was like, it would be really weird just with the other guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was just talking to me. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you that much.
Yeah.
So I went with him. And I was hauling ass there, bro. And then, oh yeah, funny thing is, whenever I was driving the car, I like to weave through traffic more or less. And it was, we're like on, I want to say, what road is it? We're on 610, you know, near the Galleria. Yeah. Over there. And he said, oh, you got to get off soon and like an exit or two exits. And I was all the way on the left. He told me like, I think literally when the exit was like close by. Yeah. So I had to like maneuver. And I maneuvered. And then kind of like to get on the lane where you exit off of the freeway to merge on the feeder, there was like two cars. So I had to like, I floored it and that shit's instant, bro. You go, you're like that. Like if you're driving and if like, let's say you're just like in a regular car and then I'm in, you know, my Tesla, you know what I mean? Yeah. Once you, if you floor it, I'm already like here and you're barely like your gears are barely changing and you're like right here, but I'm already like right here. So I literally went in front of like a car. Yeah. I got in front of him. And then there was another car here too, but he was like right here. So I was like, fuck. So I literally did this. And then I had like, I was already coming like really close to like, I'm about to hit this or like, not hit the car, but like, getting too close, but I'm not going to obviously do it. I'm not going to hit the car. So I'd get off of the next one. But I was like, I was dedicated. So this is what I do whenever I drive. I do the same shit. So I already went in front of this guy like that. And there was a car here. And I couldn't go in front of him because I would have, the ramp was already there. Yeah. So I had the brake. I went and then like that, and the guy got really scared. The guy, he was like, whoa, he went like that, literally like that exact tone, but like in his voice or whatever. And it was just really funny. But yeah, that car was insane, man. I loved it. It was really sick.
Sure. Well, gotta go for a new test drive.
Yeah, I want to see how the Model 3 drives too.
Should you just call tomorrow and then be like, does Saturday work for you?
Yeah.
Just be like, yep.
Oh, the Saturday work for you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like once you go on the website, I don't know, you can just call them too. Just sound serious, like if you're gonna buy the car. Mm. You know what I mean?
And you're a famous YouTuber. Yeah, I'm just coming some bullshit.
Yeah, not even that. Just be like, hey, I'm just looking at really switching. Just, I'm really fascinated about the technology. Oh, you need a test drive. Yeah. It's like a doctor giving out a prescription.
I don't believe the rumors.
Yeah, I don't believe the rumors.
They're gonna be like, sir, they're facts.
Yeah, they're pretty much. Up on my ass. Yeah. What's it called? Yeah, this podcast is probably this the longest podcast we had. Yeah. An hour and 12 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah. Shit. We're really out here, guys. And I don't know. It felt like.
Are you gonna pay me extra?
Yeah, bro. We got you. Look, whoever grabbed this mic had some dirty chicken fingers. Look.
Damn.
Yeah, some oil got on it.
Hell no.
But yeah, so you want to bring this thing to an end soon?
Yeah, bro.
Is it getting too late? I'm already getting texts like, yo, where you at? You know what I mean?
The hoes?
Yeah, the hoes, the bros, my parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All three of them.
Same time?
Yeah, same time.
Group message?
Nah, it's a little too risky. Nah, but yeah, it's getting a little too late, guys. We got to wake up early tomorrow. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think of this episode?
Bro, I liked it. I hope y'all liked it too. IG coming soon?
Yeah, we're going to make an Instagram. There's already an Instagram with the No Name Podcast. And I was really disappointed. And I messaged them. I said, yo, what do I have to do to, you know, get your Instagram username? I'll pay you this amount of money. Just let me know. So, but they're inactive. So, I don't know. I'm going to try to get them kicked off. I can find a way to get that username, but in the meanwhile, we could just make a different, you know. You could change your username whenever.
We'll keep y'all updated for sure.
Mm-hmm. But as of now, you could follow me at Instagram and my Twitter at Patino the Latino, PatinoTheLatino, and you.
98 Emiliano _ 301.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Logic.
Bro, it was funny. Literally, Chris, he responded to my story, and he was like, what do you want me to talk about on the podcast? He responded, and he said Logic.
Shit. Shout out Logic. Yeah, that's for next episode. I'll write it down.
And that's for next episode. We're going to talk about Logic.
Logic.
Well, for Chris, that was your, what's it called? That was your quick little shout out on it. But, yo, thank you guys for tuning in. And I really appreciate you guys. Like I said, if anybody listens to this podcast and if you know that you don't know me or us in any, you know,
way,
shape or way, yeah, just in any way, send me a DM, either on Instagram or Twitter, or just a voice memo here. Just send it to me. And I really want to build a relationship with you, just because you'd be the OG fan. And that's just something I think that would be really cool in the future. So, yeah, get at me, guys. Mm-hmm. Get at us. So, yeah, guys, like we said again, follow us on all social medias. And we'll have an IG for y'all. But thank y'all for tuning in, for taking the time out of y'all busy schedule. And much love. Peace out.
Bye.